Okay, good morning. We are continuing today, Hilchot Sukkah, in the middle of Taf Resh Chavav. So we started already with Seif Gimel. So I'll just read the Shulchan Aruch, but I'm going to focus starting from the Ramah today. So Gimel. Ha'oseh Sukkah lamata b'bayi tachat hagag shehisir ha'reafim. So here you made a Sukkah inside your house after you removed the ceiling, the roof. Even though you still have some studs or poles from the ceiling remaining, that's fine since it's basically all gone and you have a lot of, mostly it's airspace, and then you build your sukkah, kshera, no problem. Okay, now the Ramah basically is going to be a continuation from Seif Bet and Gimel, and is going to touch upon the whole sugya of Ta'ase Velo Min Ha'asoy. Okay, so Hagah reads, V'chen mutar la'asot ha-sukkah tachat hagagot ha'asuyot liftoach v'lizkor. Okay, one second. Okay, so the Ramah reads, now you're allowed to make a sukkah underneath a roof that's retractable. Sometimes people have this on their patio or their marpeset. They might build some kind of an enclosure, or people add additions to their homes. That's more common in Israel. You have a marpeset and they completely enclose it and it becomes part of their house. So some people actually build them where that roof is retractable. You press a button or a crank and the whole roof lifts up and it's gone. People have that also with certain kinds of, blanking on the right word.
Pergola?
A pergola, that's not what I'm thinking about, but they have these these awnings that they roll up and roll down. So all these things, you're allowed to make a sukkah underneath them and have it retractable. We're going to see in a moment, though, the proper order. So first of all, the Ramah says, if you have, here, I'll just say right now, many point out, according to the Ramah, the Pashtus is, it's mutar lechatchila to build your sukkah while the roof is closed. Even with these doors or ceilings or roofs that you can just quickly open and close, even while it's closed, you're allowed to build your sukkah inside and then open it up. The Bach and others, it's either the Lavush or the Bach, why am I blanking right now, that says, yeah, so it's the Bach, I think, that says it's Aser. And others as well, the Magen Avraham point out, lechad chila, at least, generally, most poskim are going to say, at least, lechad chila, again, we're talking about mitzvah daraisa, we're talking about you want all your guests to be comfortable. Certainly, lechad chila, you should only build the sukkah when the roof is completely open. It has to be completely straight vertical so that you're not covering part of your sukkah. So that would be the most proper way to do it. Again, Mikar Adin, it's probably mutter. Dirshu quotes Kafa Chaim, who says, you know, let's say it was done and now it's Yom Tov and it's too late, you can't fix it, so it's mutter, and it seems to be even with a bracha. So, but when lechatchila, when you're building it, it's better that you have, and you put your schach on there, you have clear open skies above you. But then you're allowed to open it and close it on Sukkot itself, even though, especially for when it rains or when you want to close it, you can open and close it all you want throughout the whole week of Sukkot. Vafilo bi Yom Tov Shari, even on Yom Tov, you're allowed to open and close these roofs, but it's just im yesh lehem tzirim, if it has, hinges, those are the word, shesoger upoteach behen, because that's, you're just opening and closing, it's like opening and closing a door, and that's normal, that's not called binyan. Ve'en baze lo mishum stira ubinyan oel b'yom tov. And there's no problem of stira and binyan. So Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can open and close these things as well. Also, when you have these awnings that open and close, you know, you roll them and unroll them. They have these, you know, vertical ones. I'm not talking about an umbrella, but you have these awnings, you can just open and close. So some point out though that you're only allowed to open and close that if it's mosif ohel. In other words, you have to have it open at least one tefach before Shabbos and Yom Tov starts, and then you can keep opening it. Could be also if it's just rolled up, and the galgal, that little wheel—not the wheel, but like it's rolled up on a pole. If that itself is thick enough, and that's a tefach wide, that should also be sufficient. And because you're just spreading out your yawning beyond the rolled up portion. So it has to at least be open a tefach, including the rolled up portion. Velo mishum ta'aseh velo min ha'asoy. And it's not a problem of ta'aseh velo min ha'asoy. You're allowed to, even though you have, in other words, your sukkah is built, your walls are built, your schach is built, and then you open and close this covering, whether it's an awning or whether it's the roof. When you open and close it, you don't have to now, you know, lift up and wave any of your schach. It's kosher as is. He points out, Rakshi Zeher Shelo Yeshev Tachteim Kishehen Segurin. But obviously, just make sure you check when you're sitting there that it's open. Because if it's being open and closed throughout the Yom Tov, throughout the Sukkot, you might think it's open and it's not. And you have to make sure it's also completely open. Because Sha'az Sukkah Psula, if it's closed, it's pasul. And if it's not completely open, so then it really just depends on the situation. It could be you just can't sit underneath it. It could be if it's not completely open, it'll cancel a whole wall. That really depends on each situation.
How does it work? I know it's something that could start because of the weather. There was always often an ability to put a roof on or something like that. But a roof like that often was designed that you couldn't have it partially open before Yom Tov, because it was an all or nothing. Is that no good?
So if it's on hinges, it's okay.
Right.
And if it's, the only two things I know about it, if it's on a hinges or on a roll, I don't know, or you just throw on a piece of plastic over it.
Yeah.
So that's all okay, except it can't. Okay, someone pointed out if it's heavy rain, it might not be advisable, depending if you have a thin plastic cover that's not heavy, that creates like a whole, correct, it could be like a whole bucket, and then the whole thing will break your
hinges are okay, and
adding to a roll is okay. That roll, I'm actually thinking, if that roll is within a tefach of the schach, I'm not even sure if you need that. the only issue of being mosif ohel, or creating a new ohel, if there's a tefach between your schach and the additional yanin. But you could throw on directly a cover on your sukkah from scratch, to the best of my knowledge, because you're not creating a new ohel, you're just covering up your original. It's only an issue when there is a tefach in between, and the minimum height of an ohel could be a tefach. Again, depending on which halachas you're learning, but so that's when it becomes an issue. Okay, and for Na'anua, there's a whole discussion, what exactly does it mean you have to lift it up in order to make it okay? I think we've touched upon that probably in the past year. Generally, you have to do every piece. It has to be lifted up a little bit, but most don't say you have to lift. There's no most do not have a minimal amount, but that is a big discussion. Both sides at the same time in the whole schach, or okay. But the pshat is you just have to do at least a mashahu, something, okay, of every piece. And if you're stuck and you need the sukkah, then, okay, I won't get into all the details, but using a goy, if it's, depending on what the iser is, you might be able to use a goy on Yom Tov or Shabbos. I'll leave that as a, depending on the situation. Okay. Now, just because we're touching upon the sugya of tasa velo min ha'asoy, just want to point out, we're going to get to soon, are you allowed to build the walls first or the schach first? So this is actually going to really come up more in Tafresh Lamed Hey. I mean, it It's touched upon here, but the sugya. But there the Rama says, lechatchila, you should only put the walls first and then build the schach. Because the sukkah, the main part of the sukkah, the primary part of the sukkah is the schach. And therefore we want it to be ta'aseh velo mina asoy. So you want to first put on, when you put on the schach, you want to make the schach is what makes the sukkah kosher. If you have no walls yet, then all you did was schach and all you did was sell, but you don't have a kosher sukkah yet. And afterwards, you add it. So that's a big machlokas. There, it's the Lavush and the Taz who says it's a problem. Most other poskim seem to say mi'ikar adin, it is mutter, if you did the walls after the schach, but the Rama points out that we should be machmer, and so certainly most poskim would say lechatchila, you should be machmer to make sure the walls are there first. If you did the schach first, then you should just lift up every piece of schach, at least enough that you have a kosher schach, at least the majority of the shape. And but you see, according to the evidence, it seems like it is kosher, and that's based on many. It's based on the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch, who doesn't bring this din, based on the Birkei Yosef says it, that mikar din and smutter, at least b'diavad. It's in Shlomo Zalman, Chazon Ovadia, Shmuel, Chaim Shmulevitz writes lechatchila, you can do the schach first. Also, it seems like that from the Mishnah Berurah in a couple places as well. So the only time I think we really see the din, the source is in the Mishnah, by you boring out chote tetagadish. You're boring out a big ball or square cube of hay, and there the problem is you have the schach itself doesn't exist until you bore it out. By definition, the schach has to be laid on as shade, as tzel. So when you're boring out the gadish, you never had any schach with shade. It was just a block of, it's like, you know, you're digging into a cave. And then through the cave, you're creating a ceiling. Here, when you create, you put down the schach initially as tzel. So that's why, and then there are many examples. There's a few proofs that they that seem to say that really it could be the tefanot first. Like, let's say you have a case of you're allowed to create, even on Yom Tov, you're allowed to create a sukkah out of people. Just on Yom Tov, you can't tell the person he's becoming your wall. So there you have a case where you have all the walls come afterwards. You have a case where if the sukkah, we're going to get to it, the sukkah's too high. So what do? You raise the ground. But your sukkah is already built with your schach. And then you just raise the ground. See, there are, anyways, it's a big discussion. But lechatchila, that's the way to do it. But the Yevid, you're stuck. It's kosher and you can say a bracha as well. Many point out what happens on sukkah, the walls fall down. You already build your sukkah. And then you do it in the right order. You build the walls and then you have the schach and then the walls fall down. What do you do? Do you have to now build the walls and then lift up all the schach again? So there, again, there are some where machmer, Ben Ishchai is machmer if it happens before sukkah started, but most poskim say you don't have to. Also, the Chazon Ovadia says that, based on the Shari Tshuva, in our siman, based on the Magen Avraham, Ketav Sofer, also the Kaf HaChaim, in Pischei Tshuva says you don't have to. Let's see. Now, one other interesting case that comes up was, let's say we discussed the opening the ceiling. You have a sukkah, and you can open and close the roof, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What about a door? I had a sukkah when I was living. I built my sukkah on my garage, and one of the walls was the garage door. So can you open and close your wall, your door of one of the doors, and that door is your third wall. Without that door being closed, you don't have three walls even. If you open up that wall, you're left with two walls. The door, you have two walls. When you close the door, now you have three walls. So as long as you build it, the sukkah, and you put on the schach, when the doors are closed, and then you have your three walls, Then after you build it, you can open up and close that door, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because you're not building.
And you don't have to keep lifting up the...
No.
Because you've created...
You already created in the right order, and then it's just... even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're allowed to open and close the door. So you don't have an issue of Tasim and Asa, and you don't have an issue of building. And that's also brought down in the Piskei Tshuva, Shevet Halevi, and Mikrai Kodesh, just as a source. Okay, Mishnah Berurah just points out, if you're gonna, if you have a room that's chayav and a mezuzah in a house, and you remove the ceiling, so then you're not chayav. So then it's a big machloket if you're chayav in a mezuzah that week, because sukkahs, if you turn it into a sukkah is supposed to be a makom arai, so therefore it's a temporary place. So there are many, so it's a big machloket, the poskim, if you have to have a mezuzah that week or not. And Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to, but it's a machloket. And then the question is, do you have to now, after Sukkot, do you have to take down your mezuzah and put it back up? So there also, the Pri Chadash says you have to, but most poskim say you don't have to, and that's the minhag is to be mekel, you don't have to take off your sukkah, your mezuzah, and put it back on. And that's also brought down as in the Minhag by Piskei Tshuva, Shevet Halevi, and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's get to the next one. Next siman, Taf Reish Kaf Zayin Dine Hayashen Basukkah. Person sleeping in their sukkah. So Aleph Tzarech Leishev Ba'avir Asukkah. Now we know you have to sleep. The halacha is that you have to sleep under the schach, and you have to be getting shade from the schach. So therefore, what comes out of this? Hayashin tachat hamita basukkah. If a person sleeps under a sukkah, under a bed. Now we're talking about a bed that's higher than most of us are used to. Because as we keep reading, imhi gvoa asara tfachim. The only problem of sleeping underneath a bed, and then you're no longer, the halacha says, you're no longer sleeping underneath the shade of your sukkah, now you're sleeping underneath the shade of an ohel, and the only of a tent. If you have a bunk bed, you would have that issue. A regular bed that we have is not usually going to be 10 tfachim, but a bunk bed would be. So I believe that's a good example where you'd be pasal. So then lo yatza. The sukkah itself is not pasul, but you are not yotze because you did. If this person didn't, now it has to be where there's the only time it's called an ohel for this halacha of ohel that you're not yotze. It's if you have airspace. You do have to have airspace, so you count it from the bottom of the floor, from the ground, of airspace to the bottom of the mattress. You don't count from the top of the mattress, you count from the bottom of the mattress. That's why it's usually not going to be an issue. This could be an issue depending on your tables. If your table is from, again, the airspace, from the bottom edge of your table to the floor, if it's going to be more than 10 tfachim, maybe 80 centimeters, something like that, if it's going to be more if it's greater than 10 tfachim, then you cannot sleep under your table. But if it's lower than 10 tfachim, then you could sleep under your table. Okay? And it doesn't matter about the studs. There's no minimum shear. Just four sticks to hold up a bed or a table. Doesn't matter how wide they are. It already creates the top of the bed, the surface of the bed or the table creates an ohel for one to not be yotze.
So you say if the bed is 11 tfachim high, but the airspace from the ground to the bottom of the mattress is less than 10 tfachim,
then it's okay to sleep there. That's right. Okay. Bet. Hayashim tachat ha-kila basukkah. Person sleeps underneath a kila. Now, Mishnah Berurah points out, and it helps us, that if you read on, there's three categories of beds we're about to read about. One of them is called a kila, and that's... It's the most temporary, so it's going to have the most lenient halachas, we're about to see. It's basically you put up four poles and some kind of a covering, or yawning, or some kind of a... but it's separate to the bed. Okay, the bed's in the middle, and these are unattached. You get four separate pulls and it's holding up some kind of a canopy over your bed. And that's, they're separate, and it's considered the most lenient lahalacha. Then another one is kinofot, and that's the most kavua. We're about to get that, where you have the bed itself, attached to the bed itself, four poles on each corner, one on each corner, and with a covering. And the last one is naklitin, which is also two poles though, not four, two that are attached to the bed, and at each end of your, you know, one by your feet and one by your head. It's like in the middle over there. And you're gonna have a yawning where it goes, you know, drapes down like a triangle. Okay, so let's see how each one is a little bit different. Hayashin tacha tequila basuka. If you're sleeping underneath this covering, it's this right, canopy that's around covering your bed. If it doesn't have 10 tfachim high, it won't be a problem, right? That we learned already. Gag rachav tefach yatsa. You also be yotze if it doesn't have, there's no roof of, has to at least be a roof of one tefach wide. At least one by one, one tefach by one tefach, and then now create your ohel. But if you don't have both of those criteria, then you will not have a problem. Now the Mishnah Berurah also points out from the poskim that even if it's the one tefach, you judge it from the top three tefachim of the top of your canopy. You look at the top three tefachim. If the canopy is like a triangle a little bit, and then it slopes down as within the top three tefachim, as long as it's within one tefach,
top three tefachim, it is as wide as a tefach.
Correct.
Then it counts as possible.
Right. That counts, that makes it a tefach, right. But if it's, it depends on these, I didn't look up the exact degrees, but that'd be something for me to look up. But it depends on the angle. And if it's, okay, as long as it's within one tefach, then.
As long as it hits one tefach wide within three tefachim height.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
Then it's considered a tefach. Right. Then it's, you can't be underneath it unless the whole thing itself is less than 10 tefachim. Okay. Gimel. This is the next two categories. So you have four corners of your bed, and each one has a pole. You can't spread a sheet over it, like a canopy, and sleep underneath it. Now in this case, even if it's less than 10 tefachim, it would be asar. Okay, again, this is a discussion, deraisa derabanan, but even if it's less than 10 tefachim, since it's solid with the bed, it's pasul. Aval im echad yotzei be'emtza mita berosha. So the first case is the category that we described as kinofot in the Mishnah. Then, and now in the next case is what the Mishnah talks about is naklitin. It's you have one pole in each end. V'asheni v'margoleoteha. So one goes from the head, one goes from your feet. V'notnin kunsot, and you put a board across it, a beam. You connect it with a pole. Mutar lifros sadin alav velishon tachtav. Then you can spread the sadin over it, and it'll drape over it on each side. Mishum de'ein la gag rachav tefach lamala. So again, it depends on as long as it doesn't have a tefach wide, it's going to be okay. V'hu shelo yugavoyim asar tefachim. And if it doesn't have, if it's not 10 high. If it has one of them, then it's a problem. If it's either 10 high or it's a gag, it has a roof of a tefach, then that is a problem, and you can't be yotze underneath it. Again, same issue with the three of the lavud, three by one. Yesh machshirin afilu begavoyim asara tefachim. And there is an opinion, again, this is not la halacha, because stam v'yesh, so everyone holds you're not yotze, even if you are, if it's less than 10 tefachim, but there is an opinion that says if it's 10 tefach, it's only going to be a problem if it's 10 tefachim. Fine, we'll stop here.